Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Tuesday, January 15th. Well, today happens to be the wedding anniversary of the Halls. Brother and Sister Hall having a happy, hopefully happy anniversary today. And so we want to remember them in our prayers. They are up in Indiana visiting with some family. I texted with Brother Hall yesterday, and he said they had a good meeting up there at the church they were in. The preacher did a good job preaching there, and they've asked him to stay and preach this following Sunday. So that'll be a real blessing. And so you pray for them as they're there. Pray they have a special happy anniversary today. And then, of course, we've got a number of things to pray about. And ask God to meet with us and help us tomorrow night for our regular midweek prayer service as well. And then pray for God to bless the program today. If you will, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your blessings and goodness in our life. Thank you, Lord, for helping me feel better today. I don't feel like I'm totally over it, but I am far better than I was. And I want to thank you, dear God, for that. I feel like that I am improving, and I give you glory and credit for it all. Lord, I pray help the Halls, bless them today in a special way, bless them in the weekend service there as well. Then, Lord, I do pray bless us in our services tomorrow night. Help us in that. Use the broadcast today, Lord, those on our list that are sick, especially Brother Clarence Durall, would you touch him in body, meet the needs there, and you get the glory. We'll thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I do appreciate you praying with us. We're going to go to a couple of songs by the Shepherd family and then the message from the book of Revelation. First of all, I've got the whole family singing one entitled My Hope is in the Blood. And then after that, we've got one with Hannah and the two youngest boys, Daniel and Benjamin, singing one entitled Send the Rain. It's not talking about physical rain. It's actually talking about revival. And certainly we're in need of that. So after these two songs, then the message from the book of Revelation. All right. Well, I do hope that was a blessing to you. We're going to get ready now to go to the message for this week. This week, we're going to be looking at verses 4-8. We're going to read verses 4-8, really going to just deal with verses 4-6 in our messages for this week. We're going to be thinking about the course of the age and looking at that. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. And so now we're going to head to Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 4. Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 4. We read verses 1 through 3. We're going to start with verse 4. Read down through verse 8 by the help of the Lord. All right. Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen. Well, as we began studying this book some weeks ago and looked at the first three verses there, really trying to see and show the revelation or the unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you notice in our reading tonight that he talks about this in verse number 4, John, to the seven churches. So the message to the seven churches does not begin in chapter 2. It already began in chapter 1. Now, breaking these three chapters down, not in depth, but just a little bit to give you something to grasp hold to, the first three verses is the superscription, verses 1, 2, and 3. And then verses 4-8 that I read to you now is the greeting. Remember, this book is not a book like that we use books that start at the beginning and go to the end. This is a letter.
It is a letter that was written to the churches, and of course it was inspired by God. The Holy Spirit told John what to write, actually showed him and then told him what to write of the things that he saw and the things that he heard. And so as we would write a letter, many times you'll have a superscription up there, what it's about, and then you'll have a greeting, dear sirs, or however that it might be that goes in. That's the greeting is what that I read to you already. And then verses 9 through 20 of chapter 1 is the introduction. And then chapters 2, verse 1 through 29, and chapter 3, verses 1 through 22 are the epistles or the letters to the seven churches. Now, by way of introduction, let's notice who wrote the book and to whom it is written. Verse number 4, John. Now, he does not clarify which John, because he didn't have to. He was very well known to these seven churches. He's John the Apostle. He's John the beloved disciple. Amen. He called himself in the book of John the disciple whom Christ loved. Amen. It's he, John, that is the writer. And then the ones that it's written to is the seven churches which are in Asia. Now this is the same John that in verses 1 through 3 that received the message. Let's look at that again. Verse number 1 of chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. And so this is the same John. He goes on verse 2, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all the things that he saw. So this is the same John that he's speaking now as he's writing. So here's what I want you to notice. John got the message and John relayed the message. Can I tell you that all the things that God has allowed us to receive, He did not give them to us that we could bottle them up and that we could keep them in our life, but He gave us these things that we could show them to others, that we could help others along the way. Amen. You didn't know when you was growing up, fellas. Y'all don't know that y'all are in training to be daddies one of these days. Amen. You are. You're learning so that one of these days you're going to use those tools and use that information down the road. And God's blessing us. When we're going through trials, many times we think, oh Lord, it's just me. What am I in this trial for? But God is training us. God is preparing us. And God is pouring things into us, not just so we can receive it, but so that we can give it out and be a blessing and a help to somebody else down the road. And so John received the message and John relayed the message to the seven churches. The seven churches of Asia, five of them were planted by the church at Ephesus. Ephesus was started by the Apostle Paul. Colossae was started by Epaphras, which heard Paul preach and was saved under the ministry of Paul. You can find that in Colossians chapter 1, verse 7, that Epaphras started the church at Colossae. The church at Colossae started the church at Laodicea, which is right out from them, and also started a church at a place called Hierapolis that we don't read any much about there, only in the book of Colossians and only in the book of Philemon do you read about the church of Hierapolis, that there was an earthquake that came later on in years and destroyed the city of Laodicea and the church, and destroyed the city of Colossae and the church, and destroyed the city of Hierapolis and the church. But by the time John's writing this, the city of Laodicea has been rebuilt, and apparently the church has been rebuilt. That's why you'll read about that they were rich and increased with goods and thought they had need of nothing, and did not know that the fault line of God's judgment still lay right under that church and right under that city, and they were in for a rude awakening. Amen. But the church at Ephesus was started by the Apostle Paul, and that church branched out and started other churches, and those churches are the ones that we read about here in this list of the seven churches. Amen. You've got Ephesus, and then Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, and Sardis, and Philadelphia. And those are the ones started by Ephesus, and then Laodicea, apparently started by the church at Colossae. He wants these letters read, and he wants us to heed. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen. After stating who it is that's writing and to whom he's writing, John goes on in his message. I want to preach tonight on the greeting that I find in this text. There's 2 points And then, of course, we've got subpoints under that. But look with me, verses 4 through 6 is the greeting that I want to deal with tonight, if I can, by the help of the Lord. This, I call this the course of the age, and I borrowed this from another commentator. He says in verse 4, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the Prince of the Kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now I want you to think about that greeting that he gives. I'm telling you, that thing is chock full of blessings. It's chock full of goodies that ought to bless our heart and encourage us even in this hour in which we live. Two things I want you to notice. I want you to notice there is a blessing and there is a benediction. Now we don't use the word benediction much, but the word benediction simply comes from Greek and Latin words. Latin bene means good. Benefits, benevolence. Bene means good. And then diction is words. Good words. When you're dictating, you're giving words. You're writing down the words. When you got a dictionary, it's a book of words. And so benediction is just good words. What it is, it's giving thanks. It's giving praise. It's pronouncing a blessing. And so what we see here in our text, God pronounces a blessing to John. And John pronounces that blessing to the churches. And then John in return, and I believe the churches in return, respond back to God with blessing his name. Did you know that's the way it's supposed to be? God pours his blessings on me and you so we can turn around and pour out our praise to him and glory to him for his blessings. Amen. It do us good to start counting our blessings again and noticing how good God's been. Amen. And we'd realize, like the songwriter said, we've got so much to thank him for. Amen. Amen. So much to praise him for. We'll never be able to praise him enough in this life or in eternity. Amen. But you notice the blessings. There's two things about, let me just read you the blessing. It's chapter 1, verse 4 and half of 5. Notice where the periods are. There's only one period in what I'm, it's one sentence that I'm going to read. This is the blessing. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. There's your first period. And that sentence is the statement of blessing. Amen. Now, it seems to me that John had barely picked up his pen to write a letter of encouragement to the saints at these seven churches when God dipped his pen of love in his heart and wrote a message of grace and a message of blessing. Amen. That John had barely started writing these things and the blessing started flowing from God in heaven. Amen. This blessing is twofold. There's the substance of the blessing and the source of the blessing. The substance in verse 4, the first part, grace be unto you and peace. You say, preacher, that don't sound like a lot of a blessing to me. Matter of fact, almost every letter in your King James Bible begins with that phrase. Paul used it, Peter used it, and John uses it. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. He pronounces grace and he pronounces peace. But here's what's amazing. This book of Revelation is a book of judgment. And yet with the impending judgment of God hanging over their head, God offers grace. Amen. Amen. With the storm clouds of judgment rolling in, God in mercy steps forth and the first word off his pen is grace. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I'm telling you, there's substance there. I'm not talking about some abstract thought. I'm talking about something of meaning and something of substance. God offers grace. In this book of Revelation, wicked men get the judgment of God that they so royally deserve. And yet God begins it by offering grace. In this book of Revelation, the flood tides of the wrath of God, held back since Calvary, now burst their banks. It overflows the banks. I'm talking about the judgment of God. And it pours forth in all its fury in this book. And yet God begins the book of Revelation by offering grace. Amen. Now you may wonder, how can a book talking about judgment and a book talking about all these things we're going to deal with in days ahead? You say, how could God insert grace in a book like that? Well, remember, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. It is true that the judgment of God and the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against sin. And the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against the rebellion of mankind, because man is trampling underfoot the law of God that came by Moses. But remember that grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And when you see Jesus, you'll see grace. And if you can find Jesus, you can find grace. Amen. This blessing, the substance, not only offers grace, but it offers peace. Now, this book deals with much that is the very opposite of peace. It deals with bloodshed and war. Amen. It rings with the noise of strife and struggle. This book talks about earthquakes and famines, pestilences and plagues, carnage and conflict. It tells about purges and persecutions like this world has never known. There's coming a Holocaust much worse than Hitler's Holocaust. Are you listening to me? This book talks about all these bad things. In this book, blood flows to the horse's bridle. In this book, we hear about anarchy and oppression and terror and despair. In this book, we hear about the collapse of empires. In this book, there's war in heaven and war on the earth. Amen. In this book, it tells about an incarnate beast who is driven and indwelt by the devil himself. This beast wreaks havoc and vengeance on the saints of the Most High. In this book, thunders roll. In this book, lightning flashes. In this book, stars fall from heaven. In this book, demons rise from hell. But at the beginning of this book, God says, you can have grace and you can have peace if you'll come to Christ. Amen. He begins this great book with an offer of peace. God's not an angry God that just wants to kill sinners. God wants to save sinners. Amen. The reason God said, thou shalt not, is because He loves sinners and He wants to help them. Amen. Everything God told us not to do, everything God told us not to do is for our protection. Amen. It's for our protection because He loved us. It's not because He's an angry God. He's a hateful God. He's a mean, vicious God. No, sir. I'm telling you, when you see God, you see Him full of grace. Amen. You see Him offering peace to those that will come to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This book of Revelation, I want to think about the substance of this. The substance of this blessing. Amen. Grace and peace in this book went out at last. Amen. When the book is finished, at the end of the book, the storm clouds roll away. At the end of the book, the drumbeat of war is finally stilled. At the end of the book, earth is purged with fire. At the end of the book, a new heaven and a new earth is presented. Amen. Where dwelleth righteousness. Amen. And there all that live have grace and peace. And that is the substance of the blessing God offers to us. Amen. Amen. Thank God for His offer of peace. Amen. God did say in the book of Ezekiel that the soul that sinneth it shall die. Well, God also said, and I'm paraphrasing, but He said, do I have any pleasure in the death of the wicked? Or would I rather they turn and avoid the judgment that's bound, they're bound for? Amen. I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven that loves sinners, but He loves the truth so much He's going to uphold the truth, and the truth will win out. And if sinners are on the wrong side, they're going to suffer the judgment of God.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there. But Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message throughout this week. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.